على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أعجلك عن قومك يا موسى؟ قال هم أولئي على أثري وعجلت إليك ربي لترضى. صدق الله العظيم. Before we proceed with whatever the topic for this evening is, this for students and our friends that are here with us, it's a matter of observation. Sometimes we think that we are being reprimanded over little issues, sometimes over petty issues, over small things, so to say. And we begin to feel that while everything becomes a problem, little we didn't do right, this, so it's some reprimanding there, or some correction that is taking place there. So everything becomes a means for correction. Now just for your and for my own ibrat and lesson, I probably mentioned sometimes in the past of one guest that came to madrasa, and as he walked into the madrasa, he observed something. I probably may have discussed this in the past, but I'm just refreshing my mind, and also for those of us that may have not heard this, that is not what I really want to mention. This is by the way. So the moment he came in, he observed something, and then when we asked, when he was requested to address us and address the students, so he commenced his nasihat by saying that when I walked in to this madrasa, I observed something, and due to that I am mentioning, or I have come to the conclusion, that there is tarbiyat in this madrasa. So my ears and that, I want to listen to him as to what was it that attracted him. What was it that made him deduce this? So he says that when I walked into the madrasa, the place where the shoes or sandals are taken out, I observed that the sandals and the shoes were kept neatly in an orderly fashion. The shoes or the sandals were kept in an orderly fashion, in an orderly way. So from that I deduced that the tarbiyat that is carrying on in this madrasa. That on the one hand, from this we understand also that people look at little things. I'm talking to my young friends that are here, not our seniors and our elders that are seated here. And the reason for sharing this is that sometimes, especially those of us that are new, we feel that we are in a very tight environment, that everything we are being reprimanded or we are being told, this shouldn't be done like this, this should be done like that. And it's a learning process all the time. So sometimes it becomes a bit difficult. But I just want to relate to you something that occurred last night, and I was very, very much impressed. And not only impressed, but I took lesson from what I saw and what I observed. Last night, to our students, we probably you will know that we had some guest here at Isha time. He wasn't an alim, anything of that nature, an ordinary person. And he was from a foreign country. He was from Turkey. He probably was here just for a few minutes until we did Isha Salah. And almost immediately after Isha Salah, we walked out. So as we walked out of here, we came into the boarding section. Now, my young friends, I want you to listen and don't feel when we are corrected, I myself need to learn, and we are all in a learning process. So we shouldn't feel offended when we are taught these things. Sometimes we say, what difference does it make? These are little issues, minor issues. So this is how we will learn akhlaq, and this is how a tarbiyat will be made. I discussed this in the house as well last night. Or was it this morning? And I said, this was my observation. And I was quite impressed. As we were walking out, for those of us that know up to yesterday, that brown mat, rubber mat that we have got presently today, we put it in the wuzukhana section. That was in the boarding section yesterday. It's something very small. You may be even thinking that why is this being discussed on occasion? But as I've mentioned more than once, that this is actually an opportunity, or this is a time that we use to interact with our children. And I myself am a child. I don't know much. These are all the things that we know. So whatever little that we can share with our children, that is what we are sharing. It is not meant for, and I say this without, there's no humility in what I'm saying. It is just a reality. There is no ilm that I have. There is no amal, there is no ikhlas, there's absolutely nothing. So that is why these things we discuss on the level that I can discuss, and that is the level of children. So I request my seniors to forgive me. However, when we came out, that particular mat that was there had a little bump on it, just a little. I was there, the guest, and the person that brought this guest. It was three of us. And as we were walking out, the next thing that I observed was this person went down and he began putting the mat right. Now, who is he? He's a guest. Today, we as students, that is why we say that things can be left anywhere, can be haphazard. The towels on the towel rack, we will use it. And of course, it is not only for us as children, but for myself as well. Especially when we go to public places or like the masajid, when we have to use these things, how do we put them back in the place? So, however, this person, what he did, was he went down and he straightened the mat. And the moment he went down, of course the two of us also went down to put it right. Now, this was a great lesson for me. This was a great lesson for myself. That when we see something that is not right or that's not supposed to be in a particular way, then what does it cost us to put it right? I remember a few years ago, there was one senior person in Amzinto by the name of Hafiz Musa Ali, rahimahullah ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. He was a person that assisted a lot of people and whatever. So of course, I used to sometimes frequent his place for my vehicle or whatever it was. So on one occasion, I went there. And sometimes, you know, we'll see a piece of paper, we'll see dirt lying around. But very few will think of cleaning that or picking that paper up. It is dirt. And very few will decide to pick it up. But someone has dropped it, so why should I pick it up? I didn't drop it. And sometimes my attitude is this, that even if I've dropped it, and I shouldn't pick it up, let someone else do my job. Or the dirt that I've dropped, someone else must pick it up. And sometimes our attitude is this, that because we have got cleaners or khadims, whether in our masajid, or in our madaris, or in our homes, so deliberately and purposely filthy, make the place filthy, dirty, throw the dirt, no, because we've got someone to clean up. That is the attitude. So however, this particular person, Hafiz Musa Ali, rahimahullah ta'ala, when I got there, so he is addressing me, and he's telling me, see, all this paper is lying around. No one is picking it up. Nobody wants to even look towards it. He said, I'll show you something just now. He said, I'll show you something just now. And after a little while, he walked towards one portion of that workshop of his. He put his hand into his pocket and he dropped something green. The green was a green note, the 10 rands. And he came back to me and he said, just observe now what happens. Now what happened? That green note attracted everyone's eyes. So everyone wants to see that. But now no one is making an attempt to pick it up because it's someone else's. But everyone is observing. So now he said, see, this everyone will want to pick it up. It's got value. So everyone will worry about it and will want to pick it up. But that which is lying there and is dirt, it's filth, whatever, no one wants to do. So however, the lesson we learn from these simple things is that we should be meticulous. And in anything we see incorrect, first of all, let us ourselves try to set an example. When we go to masjids, when we go to, we observe many a times when we go to masjid and our shoes, our sandals are taken off. Sometimes even if we cannot put them, this has been mentioned previously, but we're just repeating, as we've mentioned, for my own benefit and then for the benefit of our younger ones, that put things in the proper places. This was, by the way, the topic for this evening, the ayat of the Quran Majid that has been recited. And generally, the purpose of this particular get-together is unlike other places where these spiritual, there are spiritual flights that take off and a person's spirituality increases, etc. Here the only thing that we can say is that there's some type of inspiration that I myself, through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through the barakat of those that attend, that there's some inspiration that is achieved. And so it is with those that come here, there's some inspiration that is achieved, and then that gives us the fuel to move beyond. So, however, in the ayat that we recited at the outset, there's an incident in the Quran Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. We'll observe that in life is one aspect that many of us, whether we say we are victims of, or whether it comes into amal and comes into practice sometime or the other of our lives, and that is that we are hastening, we are rushing. A student, sometimes you will find in the morning he is running, he is racing, and you ask him why, he says, no, time for classes are up. So what? No, if I go late to class, if I arrive late at class, then I will be reprimanded. So the reason for his rushing and racing is to be on time and to avoid the reprimanding. Then you get another student that is a student of a Hadith Sharif, and you ask him, why are you racing? Why are you rushing? So he says, no, I'm racing so that I am there in time for the beginning of the lesson and for the beginning of the dars, so that no Hadith Sharif is missed in the Kitab of Hadith, which we are studying by the Ustad. So from the first letter of that particular day's dars, I must be present, so that when the Kitab is completed, then I can say that I have completed this Hadith Sharif Kitab from cover to cover. So I'm present in the dars from the beginning, and I'm rushing so that I do not miss out any Hadith Sharif. So like that we will find, as far as our dini matters are concerned, we have these types of reasons for our racing, for our rushing, for our haste. We will find similar is the case in our worldly matters and affairs as well. Sometimes you will find a person is rushing. Why? Because I am late for work. So what will happen? So, you know, if I am late at work, then my salary, it will affect my salary. Or the person that is the owner of a business, he is rushing. He says, no, if I open my business late, then I will lose customers. It's going to affect the profit that I'm going to be earning. Like that, each one has his own reasons. The bottom line, or the word that we are discussing, is haste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majeed as well regarding this haste. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the decision of giving Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the Torah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to come to the Mount of Tur and to bring along with him his people. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was in haste, and he told his followers to follow him. His brother Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was also with. But Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam picked up his pace and he began going faster. His people didn't keep up with him. And eventually what happened, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, thinking that his people are behind him, in the meantime something else had happened which we do not want to go into the details of. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he reaches, his people are not with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Musa, wama a'ajalaka, that, O Musa, what has made you hasten that you left your people behind and you have come here? You haven't brought your followers. وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ, O Musa, what has made you leave your people behind that you're so much in a haste that you didn't bring them along? As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam replies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَهُمْ أُولَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِ, not knowing the fitna in which they have been trapped, not knowing the fitna in which they have been trapped, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says that they are just behind. But then as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gives the reply, and that is what is the discussion today, as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mentions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hum ulai ala athari, that they are just behind me. Now he's answering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mentioning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the reason, the question that was asked, it was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now responding to that question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what made you rush in haste? So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, وَمَا أَعْزَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَهُمْ أُولَيَا الْأَثَرِي وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَىٰ. And O Allah, O my Rabb, O my Sustainer, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ, I have hastened towards you. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has also hastened. But he doesn't just stop there and say, I have hastened and stopped there. But the reason for his rushing and his hastening, he mentions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِتَرْضَىٰ. The reason for my hastening is not that because I am fearful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or anything of that nature, but the reason for my hastening is لِتَرْضَىٰ. It's so that, O my Creator, O my Allah, O my Rabb, O my Nourisher, you become happy and pleased. This is why I am hastening. Now, a mu'min, a believer, when he does anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Shaykh al-Mawlana Yunus Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala used to mention that sometimes we do things out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if I do not perform my salah, then I will get punishment of the qabr, punishment in the qabr, the adab of the qabr, the adab of the akhirah, and these types of things. On the other hand, the person, Abu Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, he fears displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, just as sometimes we have love for someone, we have love for our parents, we have love for our seniors. So we do not want to do anything to displease them. We fear displeasing them. We do not want to cause them any displeasure. So therefore, we do not do anything wrong. So he says, similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mats and favors and bounties upon us are innumerable. We cannot count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there should be that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be because of this fear, but rather should be because of this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, I want to please you. When the person wants to go for salah, it is not because of that fear, but it is because of this that he has in him, that I want to please my Creator, I want to please my Rabb, I want to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an incident which I want to narrate to you. There was a woman, and she used to teach the Quran and Majid. And she used to educate those children whom she was teaching, said that, listen, anything you do, let this be your motive. That I am doing things and I want to do it quickly. Why? Ajiltu. I am hastening so that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased. Ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarza. Ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarza. All of us that are seated here, let us try and memorize this, just four short words. And inshallah, just as probably it has inspired me, I am hopeful it will inspire all of us. So she used to say to her students that, عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَىٰ. That whatever I am hastening in, it is all for the pleasure of my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It continued like that. And even in her own affairs and matters, that is the attitude that she used to adopt. To the extent that even for her salah, the moment she would hear the adhan, she would stop whatever she is doing. Whatever she is doing, she would stop. And these used to be the words on her tongue, عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَىٰ. I am hastening towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he may become pleased. This was her constant habit. On one occasion it happened such that she was preparing supper. And her husband was returning from work, and he was a certain distance away, and it used to be his habit that when he's reaching about that place, he would phone her to tell her that he's almost reaching, so have the meals ready, so that the moment I reach home, I can have my meals and then rest. So on this particular day, he had asked her to make a certain type of dish. Now this had probably happened in some country, in one of the Muslim countries. There's a certain type of, we may call it a savory, that is prepared with leaves. Like here maybe, you know, I don't know what we call it in English, but in Gujarati we call it the pantra, they call it. It's a type of a delicacy or savory, whatever we call it. So he had asked her to prepare that for him. So on this particular occasion, whilst he was phoning, she didn't reply. In the meantime, what had happened was she at home, while she was preparing, the adhan was heard. The adhan was heard, and she responded in the same way, عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى Oh Allah, I am hastening. Why? Not because of fear that my namaz will become qadha. Not with this fear that my namaz will become qadha. Not with this fear that I will miss my takbir-e-ula, I will not make it for my jama'at. But I am hastening so that my Rabb and my Creator and my Nourisher, who has blessed me with life, he becomes happy. عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى So she had three left to be made and to be put into the frying pan. The moment the adhan was heard, she said, عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى and stopped what she was doing and she hastened towards the salah. You can imagine, and the husband is now not getting any response from the wife, so he comes home in a mood. And as he walks in to the house, because he comes through the kitchen, and he sees that the meal is being prepared, but there's three that are still outstanding, so he says to himself, he's shouting out for her, but she's not there. And then he realizes that, or he says to himself that she only had three left. What difference would it have made if she went to read salah, if she's gone to read salah, why couldn't she complete these three and then go for salah? So now he begins calling out to her and calls out her name aloud, only to realize that she is in salah. So he goes there. Of course, he's upset, only to realize later on that she has passed away in sajda. Only to realize that she has passed away in sajda. عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى Person whose life is like that, that we're doing everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the type of end and mode that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives. So the lesson for us this evening is this, that whatever we are doing, sometimes we have other motives. Sometimes the motives may be correct as well. But this is what we learn from the Quran and Majeed. عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى Hasten towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because of that fear, that if I'm not going to do this, then I'm going to be punished. That I'm performing my salah, and if I don't perform my salah, then there is punishment for me in the qabr. There is punishment for me in the akhirah. No. عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى Now if you make this our system, then we will find that sometimes even at night, if we have to wake up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for that fajr salah, if we have to wake up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if we are in the midst of our business, in the midst of our business, and that call is made, hayya ala salah and hayya ala al-falah, عَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى Oh my Allah, this business, it is you that have given it to me. And whatever I am going to be getting from this, oh Allah, it is you that are going to be giving it to me. So Ya Allah, my life you have given me, and everything that I possess has been given by you. So oh Allah, I am going to hasten, and I am not going to break your command, and I am not going to delay with your command. Ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda. Let us learn, I am repeating it several times, so that by the time we leave here, even our younger ones can remember this, and inshallah in our actions, in our activities, in our a'mal, where we have the other things in mind, let us do this. Ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda. Oh Allah, I am hey, sometimes you will find that there is this desire that comes into the heart to do something good. But you say, okay, it doesn't matter, I won't do it now, I will delay it. I will do it some other time. Then what happens is that when the time comes, then either the tawfiq is not there, that the opportunity from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side is not there in the form of tawfiq, and the person doesn't carry it out. So at that time when the opportunity is there and the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also there, then ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda. Then hasten, just as in other things we hasten. When there are offers, then how don't we rush to those types of businesses? How do not we rush to those types of supermarkets where things are 50% off that we want to get? If a vehicle is marked off 25, 30, 40, 50%, wouldn't we rush to go and buy? Why? Because there's benefit for us. Here also, as far as our tijarat, and our business of the akhirat is concerned, ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda. Let us have that same, if not more enthusiasm, in responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same manner, ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give you, give all of us the tawfiq, the hidayat and the guidance to respond in this manner. Even in the morning, sometimes we find it difficult. But inshallah, if just these few words come to mind of the Quran and Majid, it is part of an ayat. These are the words of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And how inspiring it is after having heard this incident. Ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda. We are finding it difficult to push that blanket away. We are finding it difficult to come out of that warm bed. Remember, ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda. Just for the sake of the pleasure of my Rabb and my Creator and my Sustainer, let me do it and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then give the tawfiq, the hidayat and the guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, bless all of us with tawfiq, hidayat and guidance. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Yaar rahi ya Rab, tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun. Mujhko faqat tujhse ho mahabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun, sarshar rahun. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hushyar rahun. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شانہ اللہ 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 ایچے شیرین است نام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله O most loving, caring, compassionate Allah O most forgiving Allah, most merciful Allah, O most tolerant Allah, O most concealing Allah, O most beautiful Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Raheem Allah. It is through your given tawfiq and grace, my Kareem Allah, that these dirty, filthy begging bowls are once again raised before you. Ya Kareem Allah, It is the begging bowls of those slaves of yours that have sinned. It is the begging bowls of those slaves of yours that have been disobedient to you. O my Kareem Allah, it is the begging bowls of those slaves of yours who have used your given ni'mats and bounties and favors and transgressed, my Kareem Allah, who have broken your commands, have run away from you, in spite of your countless and innumerable bounties, my Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the crimes that we have committed. Ya Kareem Allah, it is you that have assembled us here. Ya Kareem Allah, we haven't come on our own. Oh my Kareem Allah, it is you that gave the tawfiq. It is you that made it possible. It is you that gave the strength. It is you that made it possible for these dirty and filthy and napak tongues to take your mubarak and pure name. My Kareem Allah, even if we washed our tongues with rose water, Ya Kareem Allah, they are not fit to take your mubarak and pure name. But it is you that made it possible. Oh my Kareem Allah, It is our conviction and belief that nothing can be done without your tawfiq. O my Kareem Allah, if you didn't desire, if you didn't wish, my Kareem Allah, it wouldn't have been possible for us to take your Mubarak name. O my Kareem Allah, when you have brought us, when you have assembled us, O my Kareem Allah, then you make the decision of forgiveness for us as well. Do not deprive anyone that is seated here of your forgiveness this evening, my Kareem Allah. It is a Mubarak night, my Kareem Allah. It is the night of Jumu'ah, my Kareem Allah. It is a gathering of your lovers. It is a gathering of those that want to attach themselves to you. Ya Allah, in spite of our weaknesses, Ya Allah, in spite of our sins, oh my Kareem Allah, there is still that desire to be yours, my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, where can we go to? Tujhe chhod karke hum gande jaye kahan? Ya Kareem Allah, if a dog is chased away from one butcher, it goes to the next. If a beggar is turned away from one door, he goes and knocks at the next. My Kareem Allah, if you shut your doors of mercy and maghfirat, Ya Allah, tu hi khud bata, ki phir hum gande jaye kahan? Where do we dirty and filthy ones go to? Ya Kareem Allah, tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi. Tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. There is no other door besides your door. My Kareem Allah, we will continue begging at this door and knocking and tapping at this door until such time that it opens. My Kareem Allah, we acknowledge that we are weak. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that we are sinners. Ya Allah, hum gunahgar hain. Hum khatakar hain. Hum siyahkar hain. Sab kuch hai bande magar tere. Ya Kareem Allah, We are dirty, we are filthy. We are sinners, by Kareem Allah. We are everything, but still we are your slaves and servants, by Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, you draw us towards you with your power of justice. Ya Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day. And forgive those sins that we have committed during the darkness of the nights, by Kareem Allah. Those sins that we committed thinking that no one was observing us. Oh my Kareem Allah, behind closed doors, behind drawn curtains, by Kareem Allah, thinking no one was observing us. There is someone from above that was observing us, by Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, what zulm we made. We thought everyone to have eyesight. We thought you to be blind. Oh my Kareem Allah, at that time this thought did not strike us that you were observing us from above. Ya Kareem Allah, we are guilty. We are acknowledging and confessing before you. Ya Allah, we are not acknowledging and confessing before any idol that does not hear, that does not see. Oh my Kareem Allah, we are confessing before our Creator. We are confessing before that Sami' and Alim and Basir and Khabir. Oh my Kareem Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat. Let us be drenched in your mercy and maghfirat. Forgive the sins of our parents. Oh my Kareem Allah, forgive the sins of our family members. Oh my Kareem Allah, forgive the sins of our near and dear ones. Forgive the sins of those that have requested us to make dua for them. Forgive the sins of those that have made any type of ihsan and favor upon us, whether it is from the deeni perspective or dunyawi. Oh my Kareem Allah, if we have lost one or both of our parents, oh my Kareem Allah, forgive this and fill the qabars with noor, my Kareem Allah, fill the qabars with noor, make us a sadaqa jariya for them. Oh my Kareem Allah, forgive those that are living, and oh my Kareem Allah, those that have passed on from this world, and especially those that are caught up in the azab of the qabar. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, on this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak Majma, Ya Allah, we are asking and begging of you to forgive them as well. Ya Allah, forgive them. Remove the adab of the qabr. Remove the adab of the qabr. Remove the adab of the qabr. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us steadfastness on Iman. Ya Allah, give us a Mubarak and pleasant mode on Iman. Resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, unite our hearts, remove our differences. Oh my Kareem Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Create in the hearts of parents muhabbat and shafqat for the children. Create in the hearts of the children muhabbat and respect for the parents. Oh my Kareem Allah, if you have given us our parents or one of them, my Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq to take care of them. Oh my Kareem Allah, if you have blessed us with the wealth of the dunya, give us a tawfiq to spend on them. Oh my Kareem Allah, let us make the khidmat if they are in need of us. Oh my Kareem Allah, make them happy and pleased from our side. Ya Kareem Allah, bless our parents with long life, with afiyat and salamati. Let this, Ya Allah, the doors of duas be open for us. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. There are so many homes, my Kareem Allah, there are so many homes that are having problems. Ya Allah, there are so many homes that are breaking. Ya Kareem Allah, we know it is because of our indulgence in sins, my Kareem Allah, that we are, Ya Allah, experiencing these types of problems and difficulties. Ya Kareem Allah, make us obedient to you. Ya Allah, unite the hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, remove the differences. Create compassion in the hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, create consideration. My Kareem Allah, we are extremely weak. Ya Allah, make us amongst those that fulfill the rights of one another. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Today, families disunited. My Kareem Allah, brothers and sisters do not want to speak to one another. Oh my Kareem Allah, because of the wealth of this world, we have become enemies of one another. Oh my Kareem Allah, you give us a realization that there is nothing that we are going to be taking from this world and going into the qabar. We came empty-handed and we are going to be going empty-handed. Oh my Kareem Allah, because of the little wealth of this world, we have become enemies of one another. We do not want to speak to one another. Oh my Kareem Allah, we have got an attachment to this world, to the things of this world. Oh my Kareem Allah, we acknowledge our weakness. Oh my Kareem Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, we have filled our hearts with all the filth of this world. We have made our hearts into dirty and filthy bin bags. Oh my Kareem Allah, everything else but your muhabbat, but the ishq of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in our hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, remove this filth from our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with your ishq. Fill our hearts with the ishq of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, fill our hearts with the ishq of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us practice upon the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Draw us towards you with your power of just. Oh my Kareem Allah, we are just too weak. We are just too weak. We stand up, we make tawbah, and we break our tawbah. Oh my Kareem Allah, we make tawbah and we break our tawbah. Ya Kareem Allah, give us steadfastness on our tawbah. Ya Kareem Allah, change the condition of our dead hearts. Bring our hearts back to life. Ya Kareem Allah, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Hawara ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. This heart that is drowning in indifference, my Kareem Allah. No amount of nasihat makes any difference. No amount of tilawat of the Quran-e-Majid affects our heart. No amount of nasihat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his hadith have any impact on our heart. Oh my Kareem Allah, our hearts are good dead. When are they going to come back to life, my Kareem Allah? It is only you that have the power and the qudrat. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, in this Mubarak Majma, Ya Allah, in the company of your friends, we beseech you, we ask you, we beg of you to change the condition of our dead heart. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, help and assist us. We are extremely weak, my Kareem Allah. There is absolutely nothing that we can do. Our namazas, Ya Allah, there is no life in. Ya Allah, our tilawat, there is no life in. Our ibadat, there is no life in it. There is no ikhlas, my Kareem Allah. Oh, my Kareem Allah, when are we going to turn to you? When is there going to be the jazba in our ibadat? When are we going to feel that closeness to you, my Kareem Allah? When are we going to feel the closeness to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Ya Allah, far too long we have distanced ourselves from you. Nafs and shaitan have distanced us from you. Oh my Kareem Allah, nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai kya hai mujhko taba, eh mere maula, meri madad kar, jada hu main teri pana. We have wasted our life in all worldly pursuits, my Kareem Allah. Time is gone. Time is gone. Life is gone, my Kareem Allah. What is balance of our lives? Give us tawfiq to spend it in your remembrance, my Kareem Allah. Let us spend it in your obedience, my Kareem Allah. Those of us that don't have the strength to give up evil, to give up sins, oh my Kareem Allah, you give us the taqat, you give us the himmat, you give us the strength to give up our evil for your sake. Oh my Kareem Allah, let everything we do be for your pleasure. Oh my Kareem Allah, let our condition be Rabbi ilayka litarda. Oh my Kareem Allah, ajiltu Rabbi ilayka litarda. Oh my Kareem Allah, let our hasting be towards you so that you may become happy, you may become pleased with us. Oh my Kareem Allah, you have given us our faculties, you have given us all everything that we possess, my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us the ability to recognize your ni'mat. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless us with the best in this world and bless us with the best in the akhirah. Bless us with all that khair that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has begged of you. Ya Allah, and grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has asked for protection from. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, agar che pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Ya Allah, although we are full of sins, Ya Allah, head to toe, Ya Allah, we are immersed in sin, par kaha jaye tera banda. But where does this banda of yours goes to? Oh my Kareem Allah, the slave of yours, which door does he tap? Which door does he go to? Ya Kareem Allah, agar che pur khata hai پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہو بھی دے کرمایا. یا غریب اللہ وہ دو بھی جو بھی ہے چھوٹو یا اللہ do not turn us away. If you turn us away, where are we going to go to? یا غریب اللہ have mercy on us. یا غریب اللہ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. امين يا رب العالمين برحمتك.